there's something inevitable about the piece. There's this feeling of kind of restlessness that just keeps rolling and rolling and rolling, and, you know, all three movements are connected to each other, so there's no break. Once you start, you sort of go to the very end. And there's this very poignant balance of a sense of urgency and a searching quality paired with moments of real innocence and tenderness and repose. So that duality, I think, speaks to a lot of people. And the final movement is, I think, one of the most joyful, effervescent, life-affirming things ever written. It sort of ends in a blaze of exuberance, really, and it's just so much fun to play.
One of the most popular violin concertos of all, the E minor by Felix Mendelssohn, next on Pittsburgh Symphony Radio with a return to Heinz Hall of Stefan Jacquive. I'm Jim Cunningham. The Mendelssohn is a favorite of guest conductor Juraj Velchua.
I did this piece for my debut here in Pittsburgh with Gil Shaham. So I'm looking forward to do it one more time, with a different soloist. Of course, it's masterpiece, as always. Mendelssohn, he's so precise, and in his quartets, in his chamber music. And it's not easy to play, but we will try to do our best to be as clear as possible, as romantic as possible, and I'm sure that the public will enjoy it.
Violinist Stefan Jacquive hears a song in the Andante of the Mendelssohn.
There's something very vocal and kind of personal about his slow writing.
Here is Stefan Jacquive with guest conductor Juraj Velchua to conduct the Concerto in E minor, Opus 64 by Felix Mendelssohn with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
the Concerto in E Minor, Opus 64 by Felix Mendelssohn, with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra conducted by Juraj Valchua. Our soloist, Stefan Jakiv. Stefan Jakiv was born in 1985 to physicist parents of Korean and German descent. He began playing the violin at age 4. Stefan Jakiv graduated from Harvard University and received the artist's diploma from the New England Conservatory in 2002. Nathan Milstein recorded the Mendelssohn Concerto with William Steinberg in the Pittsburgh Symphony in 1954. It's been reissued several times from EMI. Juraj Valchua has been chief conductor of the Italian Radio and Television Orchestra in Turin since 2009. He studied conducting and composition in Bratislava, St. Petersburg, and Paris. This is Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. I'm Jim Cunningham. You'll be part of history in a moment when you hear the first ever broadcast of Supplica by Christopher Rouse. One thing Christopher Rouse won't tell us is exactly what Supplica means, but we know it is deeply felt.
This piece is kind of connected to my Fourth Symphony, which was written right before it. They're not part of the same piece, but they're connected, I think, on an expressive level. And about both, I don't have much to say. It was a piece that I felt impelled to write. I needed to write it when I wrote it. The title, of course, means supplication in Italian. It sounds better in Italian, I think. And it's a piece for strings and brass. I didn't really need woodwinds or percussion in this, and so why write parts that you don't need? So it's just, it's basically a string piece, but the brass do add a bit from time to time.
Supplication. So sometimes we hear the word supplication in a religious context. Mm-hmm. Is there a spiritual connection here?
Each listener can decide for him or herself what it means to them. It's a very tonal piece. It's about as tonal as I get, and it's quite slow, and there are a few moments of higher levels of dissonance, but for the most part it's very constant and mostly quiet.
Christopher Rouse has been enjoying a long relationship with the Pittsburgh Symphony that stretches back over 30 years.
I had a wonderful time. It's such a terrific orchestra, and always a pleasure to be here with them. It has been a while since, I'm not sure when I was last here, but certainly over the years they've played quite a few of my pieces, and it's always been a wonderful experience for me.
Christopher Rouse wrote Supplica in 2013 on a commission from the Pittsburgh Symphony. You are about to hear its world premiere, which took place on April 4th, 2014 at Heinz Hall. Juraj Valchua conducts.
Thank you.
Supplica by Christopher Rouse. It was commissioned by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, and you heard its world premiere on April 4th, 2014 at Heinz Hall. Yuri Valchua conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Christopher Rouse was born in Baltimore, Maryland. He graduated from the Oberlin Conservatory in 1971, going on to study privately with composer George Crumb in Philadelphia, and he worked with Carl Husa at Cornell University. Christopher Rouse served on the faculty of the University of Michigan. He taught at the Eastman School from 1981 to 2002, and he's been on the faculty at Juilliard since 1997. Christopher Rouse began serving as composer in residence with the New York Philharmonic in 2012. The heart of rock and roll is still beating in Christopher Rouse, especially when it comes to Led Zeppelin, guitarist Jimmy Page, and drummer John Bonham.
It was really quite something when we laid the first Moby Dick riff on top of the Bonzo Montreux, and it just fitted great like that, you know. It was a gas, actually. The fortunate part about it was that the tempos on both numbers were pretty near damn exact, so then it was just waiting to see whether the picture I had in my mind would work. Fortunately it did, and I think John Bonham would be happy with it. Hi there, this is Jimmy Page. Hold on to your seat, here comes Led Zeppelin. Come on, it's time to wake up and get the lead out. Now I want to hear some rock and roll.
You heard the voice of guitarist and composer Jimmy Page, one of the founders of Led Zeppelin. He was talking about drummer John Bonham, known as Bonzo to fans of the band, who died young at age 32 of alcohol poisoning. John Bonham was a major influence on composer Christopher Rouse, who wrote a piece in honor of the drummer.
What was the piece that was inspired by Led Zeppelin, the drummer specifically?
Bonham. John Bonham was the drummer with Led Zeppelin.
And your piece was?
Bonham.
Called Bonham.
Called Bonham.
What else is in your iPod of favorites there?
Paul Simon without Garfunkel, Jefferson Airplane, and Starship specifically, the music, the songs of Paul Kantner. Moby Great, Blue Oyster Cult, Led Zeppelin, Poco, you name it. I'm sure I've forgotten some really very special ones. Love, the band that Arthur Lee fronted for many years. Spirit. But again, these are mostly 60s groups, formed perhaps in the early 70s at the latest.
I do think that rock and roll was better then in the 60s than it is now.
Well, but of course that's what... That's what we old fogies are supposed to say. Just like my parents thought Glenn Miller was a lot better than the Beatles or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's hard to separate the nostalgia part of it from being as objective as you can about the actual musical content. But still, I would agree that music certainly speaks to me and impresses me on a musical level more than most of what I'm hearing today.
Christopher Rouse's piece called Bonham was recorded by David Zinman and the Baltimore Symphony for an album called Dance Mix. There are several YouTube videos of percussion ensembles playing Bonham. It's an ode to rock drumming and drummers. The drummer from Led Zeppelin, John Bonham, or Bonzo, whom Rouse admired for his almost orchestral approach to the drums and his ability to produce a powerful sonic onslaught. Rouse also heard precision and subtlety in Bonham's performances. A few minutes ago, we heard the world premiere of Supplica by Christopher Rouse, but the Pittsburgh Symphony earlier commissioned one of Christopher Rouse's most popular pieces, Rapture. That was in 2000. It was dedicated to Maurice Janssens, and after its Heinz Hall premiere, the orchestra took it on tour to Carnegie Hall in New York. Thank you. Christopher Rouse Rapture, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, with former music director Maris Janssens. Rouse finished it in Pittsford, New York on January 9, 2000. In his program note, Christopher Rouse writes that the title of the score is not The Rapture. The music is not connected to any specific religious source. Rather, I use the word rapture to convey a sense of spiritual bliss, religious or otherwise.
Hi, this is Jimmy Page, and this DJ is insane.
No doubt, Mr. Page's diagnosis is correct, but I think it's insanely great being here with you for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Earlier, we heard Ravel's La Valse, Debussy's La Mer, the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto with Stefan Jakiv, and music by Christopher Rouse. Thanks for joining me. I hope you'll return next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. Remember, there are only two orchestras in the world that have their own internet audio service 24 hours a day. You'll find Pittsburgh Symphony Radio on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel at WQED.org. Listen. This program is available, along with all the other Pittsburgh Symphony concerts in this season, on demand. You can listen online or in iTunes. Till we meet again, write for your free program guide. Also in the envelope will be the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. Be sure to include your address and let me know what station you're listening to. The address again is 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. Visit our website at psoradio.org. Or send email. You can email directly. The address is pso@wqed.org. Brian Savar is the digital production engineer for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Heinz Hall recording engineer, Harold Chambers. Jim Cunningham wishing you good listening. Till next time. Pat and Michelle Atkins made this program possible by underwriting in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
PRI, Public Radio International.